USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is continuing to debate the sweeping COVID-19 relief bill today. Democrats clearing a procedural hurdle on Thursday to get it there, and it barely passed with Vice President Harris breaking the tie vote. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the bill.
I will be a no vote on this. When you have a bill that only 9% is there for COVID relief, the rest is going to arts, humanities, transportation, bailouts for the big blue state.
Only 9% of the package goes to COVID relief, and only 1% of the spending will go towards accelerating vaccine distribution. Employers adding 379,000 jobs in February, the unemployment rate edging down to 6.2%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The U.S. counted fewer than 40,000 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday for the first time in 5 months. With cases declining and vaccine shipments picking up speed, a number of states are relaxing restrictions, something White House COVID-19 advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is not a fan of.
I wouldn't want to see a light switch go on and off with regard to restrictions. I would like to see, as we get the level of virus in the community to a very low level, well below the 60 to 70,000 new infections, somewhere, you know, I'll just pick a number, even though, you know, there's not a good model there yet, but I would say less than 10,000 and maybe even considerably less than that.
Pope Francis is on the ground in Baghdad making his historic first visit to Iraq. Francis is the first pope to visit the Middle Eastern nation, often called the cradle of civilization. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Earthquakes in New Zealand have the entire country on edge.
Multiple powerful earthquakes off the coast of New Zealand triggered a tsunami warning, according to scientists. The largest, an 8.1 magnitude earthquake, was recorded at 8:30 a.m. near the Kermadec Islands region. They're located 500 to 600 miles just northeast of New Zealand's North Island. Tsunami warnings were issued on the island's western coast and on the eastern coast around the Great Barrier Island. Earlier, a 7.3 magnitude quake struck about 90 miles east of the Bay of Plenty. New Zealand's National Emergency Management Agency issued a tsunami warning that spanned from Cape Runway to Tolga Bay and advised residents to evacuate. They said that evacuation orders override the COVID-19 restrictions in affected areas and that residents should leave if advised to do so. Several aftershocks with magnitudes between 4.5 and 5.3 followed the initial earthquake. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Mississippi legislature voted overwhelmingly to ensure that biological males are not allowed to participate in girls' sports. Republican State Senator Angela Hill saying, "If we do not move to protect female sports from biological males who have an unfair advantage, we will eventually no longer have female sports." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.